By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Many viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of Rise and Shine, another morning with Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Each and every single day, Rise and Shine brings to you the recitation of the glorious Quran, the naat of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. A daily reminder, a daily hadith sharif of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, my dear viewers, a daily topic. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we have another special, another beautiful topic. As to what this is, it's about another personality. But who this personality this is, or who this personality is, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we shall come to hear very soon. First, we shall be listening to, as usual, the glorious Quran. And remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, you should stop whatever it is you are doing and give your full attention to the glorious Quran. As we said, Alhamdulillah, each and every single day we are listening to the Quran. We began from the beginning, from Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Baqarah. We are now on the second part of the glorious Quran. My dear viewers, make good intentions to listen to the glorious Quran, as all actions are judged upon intentions. Make good intentions, intention for reward, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to possibly seek knowledge, a form of worship this is. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, please try to listen to it and give your full attention to it. This is the respect of the glorious Quran. Whilst it's been recited, then for you to listen. So we also have this intention to respect the glorious and noble Quran. Let's listen to the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
اِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ.
جب بیزار ہوں گے پیشوا اپنے پیروں سے اور دیکھیں گے عذاب اور کٹ جائیں گی ان سب کی ڈوریں.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّؤُوا مِنَّا. كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ.
اور کہیں گے پیرو کاش ہمیں لوٹ کر جانا ہوتا یعنی دنیا میں تو ہم ان سے توڑ دیتے جیسے انہوں نے ہم سے توڑ دی. یوں ہی اللہ انہیں دکھائے گا ان کے کام ان پر حسرتیں ہو کر اور وہ دوزخ سے نکلنے والے نہیں.
یا ایہا الناس کلوا مما فی الارض حلالا طیبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. إنما يأمركم يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون.
اے لوگو کھاؤ جو کچھ زمین میں حلال پاکیزہ ہے اور شیطان کے قدم پر قدم نہ رکھو، بے شک وہ تمہارا کھلا دشمن ہے، وہ تو تمہیں یہی حکم دے گا بدی اور بے حیائی کا، اور یہ کہ اللہ پر وہ بات جوڑو جس کی تمہیں خبر نہیں.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ.
اور جب ان سے کہا جائے اللہ کے اتارے پر چلو تو کہیں بلکہ ہم تو اس پر چلیں گے جس پر اپنے باپ دادا کو پایا، کیا اگرچہ ان کے باپ دادا نہ کچھ عقل رکھتے ہوں نہ ہدایت.
ومثل الذين كفروا كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع إلا دعاء ونداء صم بكم عمي فهم لا يعقلون.
اور کافروں کی کہاوت اس کی سی ہے جو پکارے ایسے کو کہ خالی چیخ پکار کے سوا کچھ نہ سنے، بہرے گونگے اندھے تو انہیں سمجھ نہیں.
یا ایھا الذین آمنوا کلوا من طیبات ما رزقناکم واشکروا للہ ان کنتم ایاہ تعبدون.
اے ایمان والو کھاؤ ہماری دی ہوئی ستھری چیزیں اور اللہ کا احسان مانو اگر تم اسی کو پوچھتے ہو.
انما حرم علیکم المیتۃ والدم ولحم الخنزیر وما اہل به لغیر اللہ فمن اضطر غیر باغ ولا عاد فلا اثم علیہ ان اللہ غفور رحیم.
اس نے یہی تم پر حرام کیے ہیں مردار اور خون اور سور کا گوشت اور وہ جانور جو غیر خدا کا نام لے کر ذبح کیا گیا، تو جو ناچار ہو نہ یوں کہ خواہش سے کھائے اور نہ یوں کہ ضرورت سے آگے بڑھے تو اس پر گناہ نہیں، بے شک اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. ریویوز آف مدنی چینل، یو آر واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن. الحمدللہ عز وجل، وی ہیو listen to the recitation of the beautiful Quran. Now this is a blessing, being able to listen to the holy Quran. Now just having the ability to hear is a blessing, and then to be able to hear the best of things, yes, to be able to hear the glorious Quran, my dear viewers, it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must be thankful, but it is something we need to do regularly, to listen to the Quran, or even more importantly, to recite the glorious Quran. And as we mentioned, that we are listening to 5 or 10 verses each and every single day. And inshallah azza wa jal, by doing so, we may be inshallah azza wa jal able to complete listening to the entire glorious Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this ability to listen to the glorious Quran, but also may Allah ta'ala grant us the ability to open up the glorious Quran and recite the holy Quran. Now, my dear viewers, after having listened to the Quran al-Kareem, the recitation, the qira'at of the Quran al-Kareem, we move on to the naat of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa, we have a beautiful Naat Sharif. Please do join this Naat Sharif try to read along if it's possible for you. If not, then at least listen and give your attention to this Nashi. For those that may be able to understand it, will enjoy it even more. But even if you don't understand it, alhamdulillah, it is beautiful. I don't understand many of the kalams Madhavi's, but yet you can enjoy them. When you understand them, you will love them more. It will deepen and strengthen your love. Let's move on to the Naad Sharif, and then we shall speak about this great individual. First, let's listen to the Naad of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ni'mate baat taje samt wo zishan gaya. Ni'mate baat taje samt wo zishan gaya. رحمت کا قلم داد گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف جان گیا جان گیا میرے آقا میرے مولا تیرے قربان گیا میرے آقا میرے مولا تیرے قربان گیا دل رے وہ مدد مانگ کون سے پھر نہ مانیں گے آقا پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا پھر نہ مانیں گے آقا پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جنت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلب داد گیا جان و دل ہوش و خرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے جان و دل ہوش و خرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے جان و دل ہوش و خرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا تم نہیں چلتے رضا تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جنت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Reviews of the channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. We listen to a beautiful naat of the Messenger of Allah صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. It's something which alhamdulillah even as youngsters many of us would have heard of this naat sharif. It's a famous naat sharif, a beautiful one, and really speaks about the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dil hai wo dil. Now speaks about the heart. What should a heart be like? Sir hai wo. What should a head be like? That which is sacrificed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alaihi wasallam. This love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we need to develop. If you don't have it, remember, it's a requirement for a Muslim. We must love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ourselves, more than our parents, more than the entire humanity, more than the entire creation, no doubt about it. Now, my dear viewers, there were some individuals who had great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mattered to them more than everything. In reality, we claim to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when it comes down to it, the sayings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much are we aware of these sayings? How many ahadith have we learnt? The biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have we read the biography of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we know about those incidents which transpired during the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? All the struggles the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam suffered or went through, all the difficulties and hardships, but yet he remained strong, resilient. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, about his etiquettes, he possessed the greatest of manners. How much are we aware of these manners, of these etiquettes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam? So we claim to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. when it comes to the orders He has given us to pray our five daily salah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. Do we properly fast during the month of Ramadan? To refrain from sins, alcohol, gambling, whatever it may be. Do we refrain from sins, from lying, from backbiting, from pride, from ostentation, telltaling, whatever it may be? Do we refrain from all these things? We just claim to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But as for how much we truly do love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's something which Allah, is something between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll just leave it like that, my dear viewers. But then there were some people, there were some individuals who loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that they truly loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than their own selves. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, he says that, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. I love you more than my parents. I love you more than my children, more than anybody and everybody other than myself. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you cannot be a true believer. Hazrat Umar says, I love you even more than myself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, even more than yourself, you must love me in order to become a true believer. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab says, I love you even more than myself. Remember, we must love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ourselves. And there were some people who truly did love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than themselves. The great Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest person after the Prophet. Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu after him. And then we had Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, these people sacrificed their life for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the cave of Hira, a snake bit him, a poisonous snake. But he didn't even move. He didn't even move. He allowed that snake to bite him in order not to disturb Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was only not to disturb the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life was on the line and he's placed his own life first. No. Just in order not to disturb, in order not to bring any sort of small harm, even disturbance to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was ready to sacrifice his own life. Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he loved the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan. These people would give everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada. I forgot for examples for each and every single one. I think I'll take our, possibly our entire episode. That's what I would like to just mention their names. The rest of the companions, all of the companions, some that were possibly initially even enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they later became true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the companions, we had the tabi'un, the taba tabi'een. From amongst the tabi'un was the great imam. Now remember, there are four imams of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. First, Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit, Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known as Imam al-Azam, the greatest of the four imams. And he was from the Tabi'een. Subsequent, Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we had the great Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. First, take that same example we mentioned by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the example of the cave. And he said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, I'll go in first and let me clean everything up and then you go in. Now, who taught Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to do this? Nobody. This was his own respect and love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He himself had done this, had decided to do this, had thought of this. Ya Rasulullah, let me first clear everything out, let me just make sure everything's okay, and then you come in, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is him expressing his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take another example, the individual we were speaking about yesterday, Hazrat Imam Malik. He wouldn't, my dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah, even walk in the middle of the streets. He wouldn't leave the blessed city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. He wouldn't ride a horse or a camel or a donkey or a mule in the city, ride anything in the city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. Why was this? Out of his love for the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Out of his respect for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, does it mention this in the Quran? No, it doesn't. It doesn't say in the Quran that you're not allowed to ride on a horse or on a donkey or on a camel in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. It doesn't say this in the Quran. Does it say in the Ahadith Sharif? Did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibit it? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never said this either. So what made Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu think, and yes, we are going to come to this great Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Ahmad radiallahu anhu, but what made Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu think of or to do such things? That he wouldn't ride any animal. He wouldn't leave the city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah unless he was to, you could say, clear his bowels. Otherwise, he wouldn't leave the beautiful city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. He had this deep love. He wouldn't walk in the streets because he didn't wish for his feet to be on those places where the Prophet ﷺ may have walked. What made Hazrat Imam Malik do this? Was he ordered to do this? No, he wasn't. This was his love for the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. This is how he expressed his love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So the lesson to be learned, my dear viewers, is that firstly, no doubt we've been told in the Quran and the Sunnah to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt about it. But as to how we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as it's not going against the Quran or the Sunnah, as long as you don't possess such a belief which is contrary to the Quran or the Sunnah, then if you're doing it out of love, you're expressing your love, it's in accordance to Sharia, then you can do it in any way whatsoever. And Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful personality in this day and age. We have our respected and honorable, the founder of Dawat Islam, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahli Sunnah, Daman Barakatum Al-Ali, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve them and bless them, where they have their own method and way of expressing their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Removing shoes or sandals, not wearing anything, walking in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah barefoot. And there are many things. I don't wish to go into this with too much detail. But it is not our duty to question such individuals. If they are to do something, it's not against the Quran or the Sunnah, then who are we to question them? This is them doing it out of their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the individual we shall be speaking about today, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Whenever a person says Imam Ahmad, we know it is this person. This was his name. His name was Ahmad. So his father's name was Muhammad, and his father was a soldier. He passed away at the age of approximately 30. Yes, his father was 30 years of age. And he said that he passed away possibly in Palestine, in Palestine. He was a soldier. And his grandfather was humble, and his grandfather was famous. He was also he possessed an authority. He was some sort of leader too. And he's known as Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal al-Shaybani. So his grandfather was famous. This is why he goes after the name of his grandfather. And he was known as al-Shaybani. And this is very, very important and beautiful, because Shayban was the name of their tribe, the Banu Shayban, the tribe of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. And the Banu Shayban were very, very strong people. They were pure Arabs, but these people were very, very strong people. Let's move to our daily reminder, and then inshallah we shall hear more about the life of this great individual, Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal رضي الله تعالى عنه صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytwani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Bandijan, talking about unique actions of unique personalities. We mentioned regarding the unique action of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a form of politeness. And today we talk about some of the unique actions of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. The unique action of the Sahaba was that they remained hungry and they lived their lives in this state. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that I used to fall between the pulpit of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam and the blessed house of Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha due to severe hunger. Someone used to come and place their foot on my neck. He would regard me as insane, but I was completely sane. Extreme hunger caused this state. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they would collapse because of the state of staying hungry. And it's mentioned regarding Sayyidina Fadil bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that when the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam used to lead the jamaat, the congregation of salah, there were some companions alayhim ridwan who used to fall during salah because of severe hunger. These companions was the Ahl Sufa. The bandsmen used to consider them as insane. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would finish his salah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to turn towards them and say, if you knew what reward is store for you in the court of Allah azza wa jal, you would wish that your hunger and poverty would prolong even more. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, this was the state of the Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam. They would remain hungry. This was the unique action of this. They lived a life in such a way that they would spend days and nights in the state of hunger. Some of the companions and saints, rahimahumullah, would stay hungry for many continuous days. In regards to this Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala would not eat anything for 6 days. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala would not eat for 7 days. The student of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala named Abu Jawza radiallahu ta'ala did not eat for 7 days. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayhi would remain hungry for 3 days. All these blessed saints or rahimahumullah would gain health in walking in the path of the hereafter by means of hunger. So my dear Islam brothers, this was a unique action of the Sahaba ikram, the unique action of the great awliya, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hazur Ghosi Azam, radiallahu ta'ala nu, remain hungry, would not eat anything for a whole year. This was a great miracle of Hazur Baghdad Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So my dear Islam brothers, this is such a unique action proven from the lives of the Sahaba, the lives of the awliya, that they would remain hungry for many days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of this unique action of theirs and bless us with halal sustenance and bless us with uniqueness in our actions also. My dear Islam brothers, continue to watch the silsilas on Madani channel regarding unique actions and learn many of the unique ways of the pious people, rahimahullah. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, mashallah, those are respected Abdul Hannan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we are speaking about the great Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I'm just thinking, you know, this person, my dear viewers of Madani channel, he was a very, very pious person. There are many differences, there are many similarities and also many differences. In fact, one thing I would like to mention is how these four imams are linked. And this is very, very important, is this manner too. reason being is that Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these two were contemporaries, meaning they were at the same time. Hazrat Imam Azam, he had three many very, very important students. One Hazrat Imam Zufar, one Hazrat Imam Hassan al-Shaybani, and one Hazrat Abu Yusuf, Qadi Abu Yusuf radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Imam Muhammad al-Shaybani. Now, Hazrat Imam Muhammad ibn Hassan, he was the teacher of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i was the teacher, the main teacher of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. And the first teacher of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was another student of Imam Azam, Hazrat Imam Abu Yusuf, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We shall also have our guest joining us. I'm not sure if he is already with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, my dear viewers, you've just heard a daily reminder from our respected Abdul Hannan Bhai, and mashallah, he's joined us live. Abdul Hannan Bhai, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Shabazz Bhai, how are you?
Mashallah, alhamdulillah. Now, just to quickly get into it, because it's a very, very important topic, and I've not spoken much about him as of yet. So, to be honest, you can, you know, tell us anything about this great individual. Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ji Abdul Hanan Bhai.
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Shabazz Bhai, as we know, he is the latest of the Imams. So out of the four Imams, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is the final of them, the last one amongst them. So he's the imam of millions of followers throughout the world, alhamdulillah. Millions of people follow the madhab of Imam Ahmad. And he's also, his famous works of hadith is Musnad Imam Ahmad, alhamdulillah. Great piece of work. But what I want to move on to is, you know, sometimes Shabazz Bhai, we talk about the life of these great people. Alhamdulillah, they have unique life. But when these people leave the world, that's when people realize how great a personality is sometimes. And once the people have left the world, is what people feel about them after they've left. And, you know, sometimes what happens is people who are enemies of them, people who dislike them, people who've got grudge against them, once they leave the world, they able to, you know, the reality opens in front of their eyes. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, he's one of the great personalities. And you know, the uniqueness, Shabazz Bhai, regarding Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, even the time when he's passed away, it's one of my really, you know, inspiring things. Like a great man of his time. Mm-hmm. You know, someone who's at such a high peak of level. You know, to be honest with you, people today can't reach the level of these imams. You know, these are not ordinary people. These are people who memorize hundreds of thousands of hadith on the top of their mind with the chains of narration.
Imam Ahmad, said he's memorized 1 million. So we're thinking about 100,000. For example, Imam Bukhari, who's written the greatest work of Sahih Ahadith, who's compiled Sahih al-Bukhari, he's memorized 100,000, is famously known, he's memorized 100,000. Look how great of a scholar he is. This is Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal has memorized approximately 700,000 to 1 million Ahadith for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every one of them with a chain of narration.
Maybe for the viewers, they won't understand what a chain of narration is as well, Shabazz Bhai. I think just a little bit of a clarification, what chain of narration is, meaning that the hadith coming from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrate the Sahaba taking from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the one who took it after them and the one who took it after them. This is meaning by the chain of narration. So one narrator has taken it from the other, and he's taken from the other, and he's taken from the other. Meaning knowing the people who have narrated the hadith till it got to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and till it got to the imams who Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal has taken it from. And this is, you know, unique memory as well. You need this, and then memorizing this much hadith, alhamdulillah, these are unique things of these people. And Shahbaz bhai was talking about the last moments of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. You know, Shaitan came to him. This is something which really touches me so much, you know. Shaitan came to him and he said, you know, you have succeeded, you have succeeded. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, such humility, such humbleness at that time, and he's someone at his maqam, he's saying, not yet, not yet. And, you know, people asked him, Azur, what are you saying, not yet? He said, Shaitan came to me and he said, you have succeeded, you have succeeded. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is saying, not yet, not yet. Not till my soul leaves my body, I will not have succeeded.
Allah.
This is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and the personality, the uniqueness of this man, you know, Allah. Really. Today we recite the Qalma and we think that's it. We're going to enter into Jannah. But these people were the people of fear. These people were the people of taqwa. The people of such great knowledge and status. Yet look at them at the time of death. They are humbling themselves and they you know, feeding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Hazrat Hanan bhai, jazakallahu khairah for giving us your time, mashallah. Speaking about this great individual, Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. We are going to move to our next segment, the daily hadith sharif. And subhanAllah, we're speaking about hadith sharif, my dear viewers. How have these hadith sharif, how have they reached us? They have reached us through a chain of narration. And who are the individuals who have preserved these chain of narrations? Now, a chain of narration is not just simply the, and Mamasha Abdul Hanamba has mentioned, you know, it's one person narrating it from another. So say A heard it from B, B heard it from C, C heard it from D. Yes, this is a chain of narration. But each and every single one of these, we also understand, or their biographies have been preserved too. Their critique, their praise has also been preserved. And there are books, volumes upon volumes compiled about such individuals. My dear viewers of the channel, subhanAllah, there was quite a funny story which did come to mind as Abdul Hanan bhai was speaking. But inshallah, maybe we'll share this a little later. First, let's move to our daily hadith sharif. Then we also have another guest, our respected and honorable Hafiz Rafakat Sahib. I've mentioned his name. I hope he does join us now. Let's first listen to the daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam. No doubt we are aware of such simple acts which bring about tremendous blessings. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear of such an action of this nature. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Inna suratan min al-Qur'an salasuna ayatan shafa'at li rajulin hatta ghufira lahu wa hiya suratu tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, in the Quran, there is a surah of 30 ayat which intercedes for its reciter until he is forgiven, and it is Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Subhanallah, Surah al-Mulk is in the 29th para of the glorious Quran, which is the 67th chapter. It was revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and we all know that for every letter of the Quran that we recite, we are rewarded with 10 good deeds. So we can already imagine the reward attached with the recitation of this beautiful surah. Not only that, but this surah comprises of numerous other benefits. I'd like to share with you the beautiful and reassuring words of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who stated that when a person goes into his grave, torment comes towards him from the direction of his feet. His feet will say that there is no path for you from my side, as this person used to recite Surah Mulk at night. Then the torment will come towards him from the direction of his chest or stomach. His chest or stomach will say that there is no path for you, as this person used to recite Surah Mulk at night. And then the torment will come from the direction of his head, and the head will say that there is no path for you, as this person used to recite Surah Mulk at night. So subhanAllah, the reciter of this surah saves himself from the punishment and the torment of the grave. And subhanAllah, this surah is only 30 verses and merely takes a few minutes to recite. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to memorize this surah and recite it upon a daily basis. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. Mashallah, we do have our respected guest, our respected, mashallah, Hafiz Jafakir Sahib, who has joined us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mashallah, Shabazz bhi, are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Hafiz Sahib, I hope you are well too, inshallah, azza wa jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Hafiz Sahib, I wish to go straight to our topic. Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala an, a great muhaddis, a great scholar, amongst the greatest of the imams. Remember, there were many imams, but only four schools of thought remain. Hafiz Sahib, what are your views?
Ji, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla. Our murshid Sayyidi Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was also a muqallid of Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And mashallah, azza wa jalla, you can see that how such a great imam he was, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And you know, when you talk about knowledge, you know, these people, Shabazbi, you must have talked about this as well, that these people have sacrificed a lot of their, you know, time and effort in learning about the great knowledge of the deen. And you know, people like Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, you know, who grew up and, you know, dedicated their whole life in searching the knowledge of the deen. And that's what we need to do. We need to follow the footsteps of these great pious people as well. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, you know, today a lot of people sometimes say that we don't get enough time. You know, I wish, you know, this knowledge was easy for us to gain. But, you know, if you look at the life of these people, they traveled the world, literally, you can say. They traveled from one place to the other to seek this knowledge. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, here we are today, after so many hundreds of years, we are sat and we're talking about these great people.
SubhanAllah, because they have undoubtedly sacrificed so much. In fact, Hafiz Sahib, you know, one thing I love about, and you know, no doubt they're all great, but everyone, you know, for example, myself, when I read, and I love reading about Ahadith Sharif, I love reading about the Rijal, the narrators of Ahadith Sharif, and one star individual is Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hafiz Sahib, you know, like people have best friends. We can possibly say that the best friend of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was another muhaddith known as Hazrat Yahya bin Ma'in. This is something we can possibly say. The reason being is we come across a lot of stories of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Hazrat Yahya bin Ma'in. Whenever there's something mentioned, he mentions his taste and both, and mashallah, some funny events, some good events, and you know, events we can learn from. It teaches us,
If you look at it, you know, a lot of times, you know, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he went through a very difficult time as well, you know, preaching the deen. And also, you know, when he came to, you know, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala, you know, he went through a very, very hard time, you know, with the leaders of the time. But still, he was steadfast. And that teaches us a lesson that, you know, no matter how hard the times are, how, you know, difficult times are, it's very, very important that we educate ourselves. And you know, no doubt we'll never be able to reach to a status what these people have gone through. But at least, inshallah, that just tells you how important the knowledge of the deen is, that these people sacrificed so much of their time. And you know, even in that difficult time, you know, they still found time to learn the deen. And today, you know, deen is taught whilst we are sat at home. You know, we could be learning the Quran, and whilst we are sat at home, but still, you know, we might be a bit lazy in getting that knowledge as well.
Allah, 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 Allah. Hafiz Sahib, subhanAllah, Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so much to be said about him. Hafiz Sahib, any last words from yourself, inshallah?
Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, dedicated his time, you know, to learning the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to dedicate your time in learning about the deen and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the ability to do this. Hafiz Saab, Jazakallahu Khairah for joining us. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bless you. My dear viewers, inshallah, this was our respected Hafiz Rufaq al-Sahib. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala keep him forever happy and forgive us all for our sins. My dear viewers, the life was with Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. To be honest, we only just began giving a background. He, in his early years, he began to seek education. He began to seek deen. Especially went out in search for the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And this was the person, in comparison to others, the others traveled. But they traveled, for example, to Baghdad, they traveled to Makkah al-Mukarramah, al-Madinah al-Munawwarah. But Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he traveled to many other countries. He traveled to Syria, he traveled to Asham, Persia, Syria, he even traveled towards Morocco sides, Africa, northern African sides, Madhavi was. He traveled to many places, he would travel for months. And many times, because he was so poor, he would go walking. So this is one of the brilliances of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, that he possibly traveled the most from the four imams. But he was also very, very poor, so he would have to go walking. It said he performed about 5 hajj, but 3 of those were on foot. Just imagine this, on foot walking. When we go to perform the hajj, and we go from one place to another, Mina, to Arafah, Muzdalifah, whatever it may be, even Makkah, Al-Mukarramah to Mina. So all of these, we were always going on coach, and we considered very, very difficult to travel from one to the other. In them days, and these scholars, these people, they would travel from their own country first to Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah, and then from Makkah Al-Mukarramah to Mina, to Arafah, to Muzdalifah. This is how they were. And mashallah, and I will mention a quick story, inshallah, to be honest, there's so much to say about Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. In fact, first let's speak about his marriage. It said that he did not marry up until the age of 40 approximately. Why? One reason, he was out in search of knowledge. Another, he was very, very close to his mother, and his mother was, because his father had passed away, after that his mother never married. And she took care of his education and encouraged him to seek education, to remain on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only after she passed away did he marry. So it said that he said to his auntie that, you know, such and such person has 2 daughters. Go take a look at them and tell me about them, but look at their deen. This is what he says. Go take a look at their deen. So just Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, his auntie, she goes and she sees these two women. And she sees that there are 2 of them. The younger one is extremely beautiful. You know, she describes her that she's, as you would say, perfect somebody. And she says she had an older sister, but the older sister was not as, for example, fair colored, not as beautiful, whatever it may have been. But just Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says that which one has the best deen of the two? And the auntie says that the elder one, but she's not as beautiful. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I wish to marry her. Why? Because she has the better deen. But the views of Allah, honestly, if we're talking about the lessons to take from these people's lives, look at this lesson. When marrying, look at the deen. Don't think about, you know, the family, the wealth, the things that we think about. The beauty, the wealth, the family. No, look at the deen. Why? Because that person is, you know, everyone is going to become old. That person one day is going to become old. And they cannot retain their beauty forever. You know, a time does come when their beauty will end. This is what it is with youth. When a person becomes old, their beauty disappears. But they shall give you children. And if they are on their deen, then they could give their children a good upbringing. Al-ummu madrasa. A mother is a madrasa. She is an institution, the first institution for the child. So this is what we need to look at when it comes to marriage. And that's not our topic today. We're speaking about Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. And Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he married, he had a child from her known as Salih. Hazrat Salih became a great muhaddith. She passed away, he married again. He had another child, his second wife's name was Rayhan, radiallahu ta'ala anha. She had a child too, and this is Hazrat Abdullah, the great Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal, radiallahu ta'ala anha, another great muhaddith. So these people, it wasn't only themselves, but they brought their children up on the deen, learning about the deen. And most of what we hear about Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was from these two children. He did have other children later too. But from these two individuals, Hazrat Salih, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Let's listen to a kalam inshallah azza wa jal, and then we shall come back to this. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi,
Ya Nabi,
Tera Sara Ya Nabi, tafsir hai Quran ki, wal-layl zulfein hai teri, wal-layl zulfein hai teri, wa-shams hai chehra tera, hai kalam-e-ilahi mein shams o duha tere chehra e noor faza ki qasam qasam e shab e taar mera raaz ye tha ke habib ki zulf e dota ki qasam hai kalam e ilahi mein shams o duha tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha کو حق نے جمیل کیا تیری خلق کو حق نے جمیل کیا کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شاہا تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم میں شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا وہ خدا نے ہے مرتبہ تجھ کو دیا نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا کہ کلام مجید نے کھائی شاہا تیرے شہر و کلام و بقا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم میں شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرا مسند ناز ہے عرش بری محرم راز ہے روح امی تیرا محرم راز ہے روح امی تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شاہا تیرا مثل نہیں ہے خدا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میرا یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دہا
یہی کہتی ہے بلبل باغ جنا کہ رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں کے رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں نہیں ہند میں واقف شاہ خدا مجھے شوق یہ سب اے رضا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دہا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم میں شب تار میرا یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دہا
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Once said Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal went, you know, for his studies in search of knowledge, and he spent, this was in Sham in Syria, he spent his night, he tried to spend his night in a masjid, but the guardian of the masjid says, no, you're not allowed to stay here. And this is what we learn about Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He was famous throughout the world at this time. He was famous by this time. And the guardian, he says, no, you're not allowed to sleep here. So to say, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal then goes to sleep on the stairs. And he said that the guardian says that you can't even sleep here. And he drags him by his feet. And he says, go away from here. This is drugging possibly the greatest scholar of the time. So to say, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he said that a baker comes and he says, look, you could spend your night at my bakery. I will be working there too, and you can sleep there, no problem. And he sees this baker that whatever he is doing, he is reciting the tasbih, he is saying subhanallah, he is saying alhamdulillah. He, for every single thing he is doing, he's taking the dough, whatever it is he is doing, he is continuously reciting subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, for every single thing he is doing. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says to him that, you know, what is it? Or how long have you been doing such for? He says, I've always been doing this. And he says, what have you attained from it? He says that I have, whatever dua I ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately accepts my prayers, immediately accepts my dua. Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal then says, he accepts all your duas? The baker says, yes, every one of them other than one. He says, the prayer an ara Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He says that I have one wish, one dua which has not been accepted as of yet. And that's that I see Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, as I said, this was Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He didn't know, the baker did not know that this was Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says, even that one dua was accepted. I was dragged by my feet and brought to you. Allahu Akbar. He says, I am Ahmad bin Hanbal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this we also learn about Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He loved simplicity. He did not take things from the government, for example. And subhanAllah, there is so much to be mentioned about this great personality. But remember, no matter how much time we spend, you know, how much can we go through? And later on during the life of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he suffered from many struggles, many struggles. He gave everything. He gave his entire life, really, for his deen, for his religion, for the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. This is who these people were. We are going to come to a close, my dear viewers. Let's quickly listen to a fun promo and then we shall conclude our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
دعوت اسلامی, it's virtue to the people.
Today we see no blessing
in our sustenance, in our businesses, in our earnings. Do you know what is the reason? The reason is that we have become lazy in giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal, we will see barakah in our sustenance, in our businesses, in our families, in our household, in our rizq, inshallah azza wa jal. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reduce your wealth. Let's give wholeheartedly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's give charity. Let's make sadaqah. Give your zakat, give your sadaqat, give all your donations to your Madani Tahreek, Dawat-e-Islami, which is building masajid, madrasas, many Madani activities around the world. Give your donation to Dawat-e-Islami.
Dawat-e-Islami, UK, Nafila. Sort code 309773. Account number
4363538 IBAN GB7611D309773436358 BIC LOYD GB210877. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Many of you on the channel, we have heard a little about the life of Hazrat Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal, and really a little. I went from one, you know, I skipped years and years and years of his life. If we were to mention the full life, the full biography, undoubtedly it would take hours, and this is no exaggeration, my dear viewers. And then we could speak separately about the books he wrote, about the knowledge he possessed, about the hadith, how he narrated the hadith, etc., about just his work, Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, a compilation of approximately 37,000 ahadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a great individual. It is our job, you know, to take this taste and inshallah then go and seek knowledge, learn about some such people. Make your children, for those who are parents, bring your children in this path. And my dear viewers, also please do contribute towards Dawat Islami, contribute towards the works of Dawat Islami, especially our madaris, our madrasat al-madinas, and our jami'at. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Dawat Islami more success, more prosperity, inshallah. You can also gain a reward. How? By contributing. This is one manner. We shall leave it here, and inshallah we shall be returning for another topic, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Continue to watch Madani channel and continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and